Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Chicago's FBI chief is leaving his job unexpectedly. The Sun-Times reports Douglas DePodesta will end his tenure after this holiday weekend. The FBI's Rapid Response social media account late Wednesday said, quote, "It's simple. Anyone who is not on board with this FBI under the leadership of President Trump is free to leave," end quote. The comment was in response to a post about DePodesta. He led the agency's Chicago field office for nearly 2 years and has been with the FBI since 2002. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling is retiring. He's been in charge of CPD for less than 3 years. My WBEZ colleague Chip Mitchell has this.
Mayor Brandon Johnson chose Englewood native Larry Snelling from three nominees in 2023. Unlike many previous police superintendents, Snelling has avoided big scandals. Murder numbers reached lows not seen since the 60s. The city hosted a Democratic National Convention without much trouble, and Snelling weathered accusations that cops lent a hand during an immigration enforcement blitz last fall. But there's been tension with City Hall. Snelling, for instance, didn't back Mayor Johnson's decision to unplug ShotSpotter. Yesterday, Snelling said he's retiring, July 15th. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is urging Chicagoans to be cautious this holiday weekend as a Midwest heat wave finally starts to let up. Temperatures are expected to drop slightly after a week of sweltering heat and humidity. Still, residents should protect themselves from extreme weather, Johnson says, particularly over a weekend that historically sees a spike in violence and injuries from fireworks.
Please be safe this weekend. Stay close to your loved ones, know where your kids are, and check in on one another, especially our senior neighbors, during this period of high temperatures.
Johnson says he's particularly glad to mark this 4th of July weekend after the Supreme Court upheld birthright citizenship earlier this week. The Cubs crushed the San Diego Padres yesterday, putting up a whopping 23 runs. The offensive outburst was led by shortstop Dansby Swanson, who hit three home runs and notched eight RBIs. It's the pinnacle of a big surge from Swanson at the plate the past few weeks after he struggled to start the season. Swanson says the key was never losing faith in himself.
That's kind of the beauty of it. It's why we keep coming back to this game, no matter how tough it may be at times. Good or bad, right? Like, you just want to show up every day and give it your best effort. This game seems to reward doing the right things, and, we're fortunate to have a team like ours.
The big win capped off a sweep of the Padres for the Cubs. They next host the St. Louis Cardinals for a three-game series that starts tomorrow. A Chicago guitarist is joining Bob Dylan's band. Joel Patterson has been a fixture in the city's local scene for more than 25 years. The Sun-Times reports Patterson got the invite after Dylan parted ways with two guitarists last month. Patterson was scheduled to play in Andersonville next week with his group, the Western Elstons, but texted his bandmates that he couldn't make it because, quote, "he's going to work with somebody named Bob." Patterson will perform with Dylan at Northerly Island next week. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago is now home to the largest local network of air quality sensors in the country. In a single day, the city's spanning network captures more than 20,000 data points, revealing disparities in air quality from neighborhood to neighborhood. And it's about to be put to the test. It's facing its first Chicago summer, the season when air pollution tends to worsen in part due to climate change. My WBEZ colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
Sirrah Birdall stops and points up at a light pole in the middle of Grant Park. Downtown traffic buzzes past her.
And you see the little silver box?
Yeah.
And it houses two sensors in it.
The monitor, about 10 feet above her, is part of one of the largest air monitoring networks on the planet. Birdall is a professor of public health at the University of Illinois Chicago. She helped launch that network with the city last fall. From her pocket, she pulls out a phone and zooms into a palm-sized map of Chicago covered in dots. Each of them represents a sensor. There's 277 dots in all. Today, most of them are green.
So that's us?
Yes.
What is it telling us?
This tells us that currently air quality index that we're measuring at this location is 31.
31 is a good score. At that range, most residents can leave their windows open or go for a jog without suffering respiratory issues.
However, this picture changes on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. Sometimes we will see that they are sometimes orange. In some locations, they are red.
That's due in part because neighborhoods on the city's largely Black and Latino south and west sides are generally next to industrial facilities or freight traffic, which burp toxic emissions into their air, increasing their health risks, and summer air pollution can make it even worse. The citywide network will offer an unprecedented look at those disparities. That's according to Daniel Horton. He's an assistant professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Northwestern University.
If we can identify which neighborhoods have poor air quality and then do some investigating to figure out where those emissions are coming from, that gives us a target.
He adds that this will be the network's first summer, a season that can see worse air quality, partly due to climate change-powered wildfire smoke and smog.
It gives us something to rally around to say, hey, these emissions from this particular source really need to be controlled because it's impacting a particular neighborhood in an inequitable way.
The sensors measure two pollutants, nitrogen dioxide, a key component in smog and particulate matter, which is shorthand for airborne particles small enough to pass through the lungs and into the bloodstream. Both are linked to respiratory and cardiovascular issues. The city agreed to set up air monitors back in 2023 after local environmental justice groups filed a civil rights complaint against the city, alleging discriminatory permitting that endangered non-white and low-income neighborhoods. Oscar Sanchez is with the Southeast Environmental Task Force, one of the groups that filed the original complaint.
Community members saying that we need to acknowledge the harm that's been done, and we're here to ensure that there's public available information so people are not being gaslit about their experience.
Now, Chicagoans have access to real-time, hyper-local pollution figures.
If someone is suffering from asthma, they can look at the concentrations we're measuring. They can plan their daily activities around ambient air quality concentrations. So this is also a public health messaging system.
The network is funded through the beginning of 2030. Erdahl and city officials hope to keep it online even longer. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Showers and thunderstorms late this evening and overnight. Expect lows in the upper 70s, mostly cloudy for our Friday, with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. We'll see highs in the low 90s. A quick note before I head out, the rundown is off tomorrow as we observe Independence Day. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, you can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Dagman. Thanks for listening.